Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with your friends. Hoo-wee! Today's show is going to be one of the main reasons why happiness eludes a lot of us. And let me just be very specific. It's not your fault, my dear listeners. It's not your fault. It's not my fault. All of these beliefs that I had in my head about what happiness was, just the notion, just the whole concept of happiness was totally wrong. This notion of abundance, what is that anyway? What does that mean? Success, abundance. All of these words, all of this programming, if you will, is the reason why there is so much unhappiness. But before we get toward the topic, I always get in so much trouble because I never announce where I am and who I am and where you can find me, blah, blah, blah. Again, Rebecca Norrington, self-proclaimed happiness specialist. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. You can find me on Twitter at RL Norrington, Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and also you can pick up my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, on Amazon. Just search for that title and or my name. Woof, selling topics, I know, marketing, just not my thing. The topic program for unhappiness is so broad. In fact, if you really sit and think and just pay attention and sit with, why do I think this way? why are the thoughts that I'm having, that's what I wanted to say. I have a perfect example. This just happened to me the other day, just 3 days ago, fresh reality spirituality story. Oh, and before I go on, you can call in to speak with me live at area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. So listen to this, reality, spirituality audience. Listen to this. If you've been listening to the show, you know that I'm not 20 years old. I'm not 30 years old. And I'm over 50. Please, please don't tell anyone. And with that said, probably in the last few years, because I don't really remember yesterday, quite frankly, I've started to dye my hair. And when I say dye my hair, I mean the roots. Well, I've been dyeing my hair, but what I'm saying is I'm getting more gray around my temples, around my forehead. And so for the past, I would say 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, I'm really not remembering exactly, but it's been a few years, let's just say that I've been dyeing the roots the roots of my hair, the gray areas, in other words, where you see the gray around the temple, around the front, that's where I've been dyeing it. And I went to, I was going to Supercuts, the woman mixed up three spectacular colors for me. I have this unique color on my head. It's a combination of burnt red and brown. It's a combination of colors, but I digress. And then after I stopped letting Supercuts do it, I started just doing it. You know, it's just a root touch up around the forehead. I can do that. It's easy breezy. I can do that. Just go to CVS Pharmacy, pick up a Revlon or L'Oreal color kit. Easy. And for the last two times, I've done it myself. So 3 days ago, that's what I did. I had maybe about an inch of gray that was peeping through. And then so I dyed the roots around the forehead. And afterwards, the next day, I looked at my hair. You know, I pulled all my hair back and I looked at my hair and I said, yes, that looks much better. In other words, the brown hair looks much better than the gray hair. And then I kept looking in the mirror because that statement that I made, I knew, I could feel it was had no ounce of truth in it. Yes, that looks much better. And then I said, at least I was programmed to think that the brown color looks better than the gray. I stopped in my tracks because it was at that moment, not only did I realize, well, I've been talking about everything's programmed anyway, but I realized that if I only recognize in every moment that the reason why I'm thinking, I gotta have some kind of goals. I better write my goals out. My 1 week goals, my 2 week goals, my 3 month goals, my 6 month goals, my 5 years goals. I better write it out, because if I don't, I won't get anything accomplished. Then I was speaking with somebody that I actually were just introduced over the telephone, and I just had a conference with her a few days ago, and it was the same thing about being big versus being small, meaning that when you're big, you're going after your dreams, you're going after your goals, you're going after your desires, you're going after your purpose, you're going after why you're here on this planet. And if you play it small, that means you're not going after it. You're just being, you know, just playing it safe, or maybe you're too afraid to do anything, or maybe you're stuck in fear. You know, all of these things that I remember thinking. Oh, I remember thinking that I had a fear of success. You've heard that one? Fear of success. Well, my dear audience, all of those thoughts, fear of success, something's, you're blocking your money, you're blocking your good, you're blocking your romance. All of these things are programmed. You did not come out, you were not born with all of these programs in your head. And when you recognize that it is a program, that all of these programs, quite frankly, are set to, for me, made me feel horrible about what I wasn't doing, or I wasn't doing enough. Jeez, I mean, according to the programming, I should be busy. I should be, stay on track, focus, stay on track, grind it down, hard work, don't stop, don't let up. I mean, that's the programming, right? Work hard. The programming is work hard. The programming is not play hard, enjoy this life, and let the universe guide you to your next moment. That's not the programming. You know what the programming is. quite frankly, it's a programming to react. I was programmed to react and feel a certain way based on what I saw or based on what I perceived. And I'm here to share with you, my dear audience, that your eyes, don't trust them. Don't use your eyes as the be-all and end-all decision makers, because your eyes will fool you. When my eyes look at the numbers in my bank account, you know, when I look at my balance, my eyes tell me, that's really not a lot of money. That's really not a lot. That my eyes tell me, my eyes tell me and my thoughts tell me, and I have a sense of what I think is a lot of money. And I think a lot of money is millions of dollars. I think when somebody says you have a lot of money, I'm thinking you got millions. Okay, billions is extra, millions. But quite frankly, look, if you take anyone else from another country and you told them, hey, you have $100 a month, $100 a week, they're going to think that's a lot of money. So, again, let's go back to the programming. Let's go back to the perception, because your perception or the programming is a choice. You get to choose how you want to feel and how you're going to feel about what your eyes are seeing, what your eyes are perceiving. That's why I said don't trust them. Don't trust your eyeballs. You talk about abundance. What does that mean anyway? Abundance. I hear it with meaning that there is a link to money and wealth. And honestly, abundance, I'm thinking for me, abundance is abundance of consciousness, of having the ability to be conscious in every moment. An abundance of consciousness, an abundance of wisdom, an abundance of perceptions. So if I have a perception that doesn't feel quite right, or that doesn't feel balanced to me, or that doesn't promote balance within me, if I perceive, for instance, back to the bank account, that I don't have enough money, well, then I'm feeling imbalanced because I don't have enough money. That's an imbalance. But to have perceptions an abundance of perceptions that is going to be able to bring me back to a place of balance. If I'm looking at my bank account and I feel unbalanced, I can go through a litany, I can go through a Rolodex, if you will, of perceptions that will take me back to a place of I'm feeling balanced. Give me a perfect example. So I look and I say I have $300 in my bank account, and the rent is due in 2 days, and the rent is $600. Well, I can look and see that that's a problem, and I can look and see and perceive that that's a huge problem, or I can look and perceive and trust and relax and say, well, there's a reason that I only have $300, and in 2 days the rent is due. I don't know what that reason is now, but I know that all is in order. I know that there are no mistakes. I know that I'm connected. I know that whatever is happening is here to teach me something about more about myself, about growing, about expanding. I know that, so now I can be at peace. See, that's a balanced perspective, and I have to go around and around and around and go back to that place of balance. So all of it. Is a programming to react. Let me give you a perfect, this is another story that just happened yesterday. What is today? Today's Sunday. So this story just happened yesterday. Going to the bank. You see this life is about everyday stories. Went to the bank yesterday, but however, I went to a different bank. You know, there's the bank that's just the right around the corner. There's the bank that everybody knows your name. There's the bank that, hey, what's up, Joe? This is how these people at my bank know me. They know. They know that when I come in, I'm not one to do the small talk. Hey, how's your Wednesday going? How's your Thursday going? Did you enjoy the weekend? You know, that small talk. I know it's customer service, but that's just not my thing. Not usually, maybe 98% of the time. I'm just more of an introvert when I go out into the world. Or let's just say I'm quiet when I go out into the world. Unless I have a gig and I'm on stage. I digress. And I was in a different area, and I said, well, I'm just going to go to this other branch. You know, banks have branches that are so close in location. So I went to another branch. Now, I have been banking at this particular bank. Because before it was this particular bank, it was another bank. So I'm already grandfathered in, I have to say, at least 25 years. Maybe 30 years. It's been a long time that I've been with this one branch, and then this other branch bought that branch out, and that's a big branch all over the United States, probably all over the world, but I digress again. So I go to a different branch, a different branch, where there might be maybe one person that might recognize me, but the majority of the tellers there and or the people on the floor didn't recognize me. And one of the things that I do, because I don't have a checking account, is I pay some of my bills with money orders. In fact, a lot of my bills with money orders. Don't ask why I don't have a checking account. Don't ask why I don't pay online. Don't ask why. Don't ask. That's just what I'm doing, okay? I get it. Why don't you have a checking account? That's odd. Anyway, I have to go to the bank to get money orders. So I'm going to this other bank. Yesterday I went to this other bank, which, again, they don't know me. They don't know my face. They don't know I'm a celebrity. They don't know that I'm a happiness specialist. And they really didn't know after I got in line. Get it? So I have a list. I have three money orders. I have three amounts that I have listed. And I go up, and it's like the first one is $32.60. The second one is $62. And the third one is, you know, $25. That's it. Three money orders. And the teller, who I've never seen before, and she's never seen me, says, we charge $5 a piece for money orders. And I did one of those SMH, shaking my head, and I'm thinking, huh? So I've always gotten my money orders for free. She says, do you have another account? And I said, yeah, I have two accounts. And so she checked the other account. She says, oh, no, neither one of your accounts provide free money orders. Now, I'm going back into my head, and I'm thinking, what do you mean neither one of my accounts? I've been getting free money orders for the last, did I tell you earlier, 20, 25 years? Free money orders for the last 20, 25 years at the bank. And then I said, may I speak with the supervisor, please? I didn't know how I was going to do it, but this was going to be cleared up quickly. So, of course, it takes a little bit of time. Supervisor comes out, and I'm quite calm. But let me say this. While I was going into that bank to get the money orders, one of the programmings that I had in my head, it is a program of expectations. Yes, I had expectations that I was going, based on all of the things I told you, being a customer at this bank for over 25 years, being a customer of this bank for over 25 years, being able to walk in and get countless money orders, sometimes money orders every other week for years and years and years, 25 years, free money orders. So, yes, I had an expectation. You ready? I had an expectation that when I walked into the same branch, same bank, I was going to be able to get free money orders. So when the supervisor came to the counter, explained to her, hey, I've been a customer forever. And she says, check my account again, double checked. I love that check and double check. Check my account again. I said, no, you're not qualified. No, if you had a premium, here we go. If you had a premium account and had a minimum of $15,000, of course you can get free money orders, but you don't have a premium account, and no, you can't get free money orders. What I can do for you today, this is the manager talking to me. You ready? What I can do for you today, I had three money orders, one for $35, $20, whatever, one for $60, and one for $25, $30, three small money orders. She says, what I can do for you today is give you one free money order. Now, at that moment, my dear audience, I was programmed to react. And I was programmed to react in, are you telling me that you are only going to give me one money order, and I'm going to either have to go to my old bank or go back to the neighborhood bank? I'm going to have to leave this bank and go to another bank and then to get two more money orders because you're only going to give me one for free? Or you could pay for the ones right now. You could pay for them $5 apiece. My dear audience, I was programmed to be annoyed. I was programmed to have expectations. I was programmed to react. I was programmed to think that that was a problem. I was programmed to think that, here comes the next words out of my mouth. I was programmed to do something about it. I was programmed to get my way. I was programmed for things to be fair. I was programmed for things to be logical and fair in this world. All programming. Then I asked the manager, I said, well, who's here at this bank? Mind you, it was a Saturday. Who's here at this bank that's higher than you? And she said, it's just me right now. I said, well, I just don't understand why a customer, and I'm saying this very calmly, but customer for those many years, and my dear audience, I swear I was going to say, I'm going to close my account. More reaction. And anytime you're reacting, you are reacting as opposed to making a conscious decision, a conscious decision to talk, a conscious decision to choose your words. When you're reacting, you are going to be in a state of unbalance, and you're reacting because of a programming. When you react, you are automatically becoming unbalanced because you're reacting. Now, something happened, you're on the same level playground. Say you're on this level ground, and then there's a little stone that just hits you, just like a little tick of a stone, and now you're reacting to the little stone. So it's really about just being conscious and aware and reacting consciously as opposed to reacting unconsciously. It's a big, totally big, big difference. I know my audience knows the difference. And the bottom line is this. I went away knowing that the universe set me up again. If you've listened to the show, you know that the universe sets me up a lot. So the universe set me up again, set me up to grow, set me up to become more aware, set me up to realize, to recognize what is programming, what is a programming and what is real, what is reality and what is the illusion. Questions to my from my dear audience? Okay, well, if there's no questions, I see some people in the chat, but no questions. All right, everyone. Reality, spirituality. And so that, well, let me just go back to that. And that is what I mean when I say programmed for unhappiness. Programmed for unhappiness. It's really a responsibility, a conscious responsibility in every moment to be aware and recognize what you're doing, what state of mind are you in, all of it in every moment. Being conscious, living consciously requires a lot of attention, a lot of focus, quite frankly, a lot of work. But when you are conscious and you're able to live consciously, you're when life throws you curveballs, you're able to digest them, spit them out, and you're able to keep it moving as opposed to dwelling on it and staying stuck and wallowing in it and or fretting or stressing or worrying about anything. Living consciously, mindfully, witnessing this journey, be a witness as opposed to a victim, being a witness. When you react, that means you are allowing the external world to affect you. It's a delicate practice. It's a constant practice, but it's worth it. Okay, and with that, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, and I know that you have, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And until next Sunday, I want to remind my dear audience, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always expanding. You're always changing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for listening. Love you all.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Time to get real.